You're listening to 91.9 KVCR. We're online at kvcrnews.org. I'm Rick Dulock. In a new film that traces changes in American agriculture, Farmers for America features a number of farmers bringing immense changes to traditional farming and ranching. The film's debut on KVCR-TV happens this weekend. You can check it out Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. We reached out to the film's director, Graham Merriweather, to find out more. Graham, how many places and farms did you visit during this 8-year journey shooting the film?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 interviews with 100 farmers. I definitely believe it was at least 20 states. So it was very comprehensive, and I got to meet a lot of different people and learn a lot and see a lot of different types of farms. The film has 20 farmers that are sort of featured in a prominent way, and there's probably about 30 farmers where there's some that only speak for about 10 seconds. But as a whole, there's about 20 different farmers that are featured throughout the film.
How much did you know about farming before you took on this project?
I was, you know, not from a farming family, and back in 2006, I sort of accidentally fell into this whole world. I was a documentary filmmaker at that time. And then what happened was I went out to one of my friend's farm, and I went out just to visit him and fell in love with farming, even though he just asked me to like help out a little bit. And I ended up just asking him if I could work on his farm. And then from there, I made the film American Meat, which, you know, I mean, it was funny. I didn't know potatoes grew underground in 2006. So I've come a long way. Now I'm actually starting my own farm. Me and my wife and our kids, we have a homestead in Massachusetts. So the last 14 years have been a journey from knowing very little to knowing little. I still don't know much, but I know a little bit more now. And we have our own chickens and pigs and ducks, and we have a pretty big garden. So, we're trying to grow our own food. But I started off with almost zero knowledge.
Well, let's go in a different direction. Can you tell us about one surprising farming practice or innovation that you learned about as you visited these farms over the last 8 years?
Sure. One that really stands out, and he's one of the most famous farmers in the country, is a fellow by the name of Elliot Coleman. He's been around for a long time, but he's pioneered a whole new way of farming that's very intensive. He's a vegetable farmer. And what he did is he's in Maine, on this little peninsula up in Maine. You come into these greenhouses, and he's put greenhouses inside of greenhouses, and it's like a tropical oasis in there. You've got all of this food. And so he sort of ran against all common sense and said, I'm sick of losing my business to California every winter. I'm going to start growing food in winter in Maine.
Oh, wow.
And so he went ahead and did it, and has been incredibly successful with these very innovative greenhouse designs. And he's able to grow all of this food in the middle of a very cold winter in Maine. And it's lush green vegetables inside these greenhouses. So very cool stuff.
Let's take a look at the local angle now. One of the farmers featured in Farmers for America is ex-Marine Paul Grieve. He's from Primal Pastures Farm in Murrieta. And among other things, I think, Paul raises chickens. Can you tell us something about Paul?
Oh, yeah. He is just such a inspiring young man. I started filming with him when his farm had just started. This was back in 2014. And the growth and the innovation that's happening at his farm is just remarkable. He has gone from literally 50 chicks that he ordered for his family and some friends to now they have just a really robust operation where they have a bunch of full-time employees and they're feeding people incredibly healthy grass-fed pastured poultry. They have a model that's pretty unique. It's not very similar to the stuff you would get in the grocery store. You have all these animals and they never go outside. They never see the light of day. And then they get slaughtered, processed, trucked to your grocery store. With Paul's system, all the chickens are outside all the time. They're getting to express their biological features like scratching with their claws and pecking with their beaks and getting those little insect grubs and the worms and larvae that's in the soil, instead of just eating a medicated corn soy feed, in the industrial operation.
Graham Merriweather, we wish you great success with your film, and we hope our public television viewers enjoy it on Sunday. I know I'll be watching.
Thanks so much, Rick. It's a real pleasure.
KVCR invites you to watch Farmers for America Sunday, November 15th at 4 p.m. on KVCR TV, Channel 24. For KVCR News, I'm Rick Dulock.